back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively concluding this. I say it's the end of the beginning
this is
of
it
the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. This is Crab Cake Day 30. We spent an hour with Governor Hogan. Don really pissed him. You got him fired up.
He took me to the woodshed, didn't he? But he did it in a nice way.
Yeah, it was hilarious. We had crab cakes here, and I want to be fully respectful. We have not had all of the proprietors on during the crab cake tour. We've had maybe a third, and then the rest of them, I've grabbed cards and said, I'll have you on later. Some places I've just literally walked in, had a crab cake on the balcony, and said, who owns this place? Met the person, said, that was a good crab cake. In this particular case, this poor guy got a call on Thursday and said, Governor's coming in for crab cakes with these Baltimore Positive guys. I don't know what's... So Dick Franio has run the boat. You're 20 years now, right?
20 years this year, yeah.
Well, thank you for having us and hosting us with the governor.
You.
And
thank you.
Show that crab cake on me.
Well, I've eaten the corner of this one. Everybody's coming up here, and they're giving me a heart, including Dick's like, your crab cake's going to get cold. Now, you know what... Damey and Nancy, woo. Nancy
Divine.
I get their last names, Han and Fadley, but the Fadley family, they say that a crab cake should be served at room temperature, that it tastes best.
The flavors go.
And this would be like an argument.
That certainly is.
Well, you would have the argument of a Cabernet or a Merlot,
right,
or a white wine or a stout, and what temperature would be appropriate for it. But I know you've been very, very upset that I didn't eat this hot.
Well,
he said 20 times, eat that crab cake.
Yeah, actually, crab cakes do hold. Other fish does not.
Right, know. And French fries don't hold.
Yeah.
But thanks for hosting. But I just want to say this because there's a little... I've called this serendipity all month, right? Your daughter-in-law and I did a beautiful segment for almost an hour.
I haven't heard it yet. I have to hear it.
His daughter-in-law and I did a piece on serendipity, and I have adopted this at the beginning of the tour, and this is I think I'm going to take the rest of my life, that wherever I am is where I'm supposed to be. At the moment, I'm supposed to be there.
Perfect.
And I was in front of your place with every intention of having a crab. When I left the house, I was thinking I was going to go to Chickie and Roost 3 weeks ago. Didn't go. Took a picture. I came down here. I thought I was going to come in here. I wound up at Davis's, and I literally sat out there, and I looked at your tent, and I looked at your place, and said, I think Governor Hogan still is going. I think he's eventually going to have this crab cake at the end of the month. And I identified your place as the place where we would
Perfect.
Do it. I've had hundreds, if not thousands, of texts and emails and LinkedIn all over the place. When I said, who has the best crab cake? I had four or five places in that, but all over the state. And I wound up with maybe 200 different places that people said, your Kamenich's kid said Joey Chew's.
Right.
I came down to Green Spring yesterday,
Carson,
leaving caves, and I said, got to have a crab cake.
Yeah.
So I am now committed, and I'm making this announcement. This is my first official announcement. The crab cake tour is not going to end. I'm going to do the crab cake tour for the rest of my career. It was designed that way to try every place. So I'm going to get to Edgewater. I'm going to get over to Chicken Roost. But today I'm with you.
But you're not going to do one every day. Tell them you're going to
do one.
We're going to do one
on Fridays. We're going to make this a weekly thing that's going to bring me to Annapolis once
you're
or twice
obsessed.
A year. Bring me to the Eastern Shore. Take me up to Harford County. Because everywhere... thinks they have the best crab cake.
Of course they do.
Well, this one was pretty good, but I'm going to take Dick in the way back machine.
Well, this is local. I can taste this local.
Well, you eat while I take Dick back.
That's Maryland.
Maryland crab meat. There
it
you
sure
go.
Is.
But Dick, what people may not know, you've been at the Boatyard for 20 years.
20 years.
But before that, you were a stocks and bonds guy.
I was with Alex Brown.
You were a Wall Streeter.
Yeah, I was.
How does a Wall Street guy... Well, first of all, talk about your career as being a Wall Street guy.
Well, I had a great career. I joined Alex Brown & Sons in 1972, a Baltimore firm.
Pre-Watergate.
We built it to be a big, international equity, M&A. We did the most initial public deals, public offerings, IPOs, for like a decade straight. I happened to be running the banking department then. And we did some very well-known deals. Oracle, Microsoft, AOL,
now, what does that mean?
Starbucks.
Tell folks what that means when you say
we
did deals.
We
they don't
manager,
know what that means.
We were the manager on their initial public offering when they sold stock to the public.
So a little company like Microsoft and Starbucks, you were
big
there
deal.
On the ground
we were,
floor.
We were there, right. Actually, I was the first banker to ever walk in to them, and I met Gates and his partner,
right.
Ballmer.
Right.
And Steve Ballmer. And Gates was back in the lab, you know, he was, you know, writing code. And, you know, Ballmer was the big, kind of loud, big guy. And he said, well, I'll meet with you, Steve. You write
you
code.
You went out there to Washington?
Write, yeah.
Is that where
course.
You went?
Yeah, 19, I would say that was 19.
Out there in Belmore, a little, yeah.
82, 83.
Did you have any idea what, you obviously did. You bet money on it. But, like, did you even understand what the hell they were doing?
Or what they were talking about.
I don't think people understood.
Right.
You know, like,
well, we were.
Great question.
When they brought me Twitter back in 08, I'm like, what do I do with this?
Right.
You know,
we
how
were
do I
very,
use this?
We were very deep into the software business. So we knew a lot. And we had analysts that studied it. The bankers knew a lot. But I must admit, you never knew how big a company would get. I mean, there were companies that we thought were going to be incredible that you know, didn't make it.
You don't talk about the things you lost money on.
And, well, you know, you never knew. I mean, you did all your work, but did we know that, you know, that Oracle or Microsoft would be the leader, you know, or Starbucks, you had a good feeling. I mean, you thought they really were a special firm, but you really never knew that they were going to be as big as
Do you
they were.
Remember the Starbucks pitch? Do you? I mean, I'm serious by that.
I've read his book.
When you say
you
it,
know,
yes.
I've read his book, too.
Pour your heart into it. We've
yeah.
all read his
so
book.
So when
yeah,
you
well.
Sit with them, is his pitch as simple, if you go back, we're
right.
going to have coffee shops on
right.
every block.
And we're
going to
make people love coffee
right.
like they
that's
do
right.
in Italy.
Italy.
Like they do in Italy.
That's
yeah.
the story.
That's
yeah.
the pitch.
It was
going to
be a convening. It was going to be a lifestyle. It was
right.
That's what it was.
And a place where people could meet and talk.
And it was going to make your soul feel warm.
Right.
You were going to feel
coffee,
comforted.
Coffee was going to be a special thing.
A comforting thing.
And they're probably thinking
thing.
Back. I mean, that's fascinating because
yeah.
when you think back, other than a restaurant or a local diner,
coffee was 99
thing,
cents
right?
and just it was just
right.
a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, no one knew it was going to be as big as it turned out to be. But so, yeah, I mean, we did a load of deals. Many of them became really big. Some companies got sold. But it was a run. I did it for 30 years.
Now, were you living in Baltimore when you were with Alex
Baltimore, Brand? And then we merged with Bankers Trust. So I was kind of the guy sent up there to be the go-between between the big New York bank and our firm. So I spent a lot of time there. And but so, 30 years. And then Bankers Trust merged with a big German bank, Deutsche Bank.
Right.
And I kind of went, I think it's time, you know, 30 years flying around.
I'm going to serve crab cakes and beer. Make people
say,
happy.
30-year
so,
Wall Street guy
so
says,
I said,
I'm going to Annapolis.
So I said, what can I do? Because I like to work. I mean, I work, you know, every day. And so I said, what can I do? And I said, well, I always love bars. You know, I always took my kids to, we would always go to a pub and, you know, have a crab cake or, you know, or
sure.
a burger. I kind of like that vibe. So I said, well, you know, I could open a Chesapeake Bay, you know, environment, sailing, fishing, lifestyle place. And as you can see,
so I come in here 2 hours ago and I meet the manager, Kevin. He says, this is Dick, the owner. Dick comes over. You look like a guy. I said, you look like a guy that
who
would own
be on
a boathouse.
Boat and be on a boat.
Yeah, I don't have the whole thing, but you look like a dude that would own the boathouse. So,
the boatyard.
So, boatyard, excuse me. Give me the name Boatyard. Why Boatyard?
Okay, so I wanted to name it the Boatyard, and I thought this was a big deal.
Sure.
You know, what you
not the
you
boathouse, by the way, Boatyard.
The Boatyard.
Well, the name's a
so,
big thing. Yeah.
Okay, so there were two reasons. Eastport, where you are. It's a peninsula, which got the bay on that side and Spa Creek on that side. Well, Back Creek, Spa Creek, and then the bay. It was the home of the boatyards. It's where all the working boatyards were. And if you look up on the beam.
Right next to the Pride of Baltimore?
That was the original Pride
well, we're
banner.
We're Baltimore positive.
The original
so
Pride banner that went around
there
the
you go.
Globe. But we had every working boatyard in Eastport going back, way, way back. So Eastport was the home of the boatyards. Now, the business side. So when you look at our glass, so I worked for Alex Brown, and we had a red flag with the B. That was the Brown family flag. So I took it, and I turned the red and white sideways, and I made a burgee. A burgee is something you fly on the front of your boat.
Got it.
So I wanted the B so I could put the B on the burgee, which was the B from the – it's the same Alex Brown B – because that's you know, that
it's
was a big part
from.
Of my life.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
So that's yeah.
So you create this. Has it always been where we are now?
It's always been.
The original location.
There was an old trailer bar here where they had fights every night and pool and darts and smoke, and I bought the land and we tore it down. We built this really wonderful looking.
It looks like it's
nautical.
Been here 100 years.
It looks like a boat.
Yeah, you know? For all of our listeners.
It looks like it's been here.
It really does.
Yeah. If you have not come to Annapolis to the boatyard, put it on your to-do list.
Get one of these.
Get a couple of friends soon and get down here. It's a spectacular place.
Well, let's talk about the recipe real quick because I've been killing these mashed potatoes. They're really, really good.
Right. They're garlic.
Listen, it's not
potatoes.
That I don't – they're delicious. I don't want to – I've had 41 crab cakes now in 30 days, okay? And you're like, no, yeah, I have. I got the videos, everything. Yeah. Every one of them's different, and every recipe isn't the first recipe. It's either grandmom or your aunt or some place you were. I always talk about Angelina's crab cakes when I was a kid.
They're very good, yeah.
And I remember that being the special place we left Dundalk. And I said this to Michael Steele over here in PG County or Prince George's out. I'm from Dundalk. We didn't leave Dundalk to get crab cakes. You know, we had 100 places to get crab cakes in Dundalk.
Sure.
We could go
good
to
one.
Bear Creek.
Good one.
Yeah, I mean, little fried hockey pucks like they have at the Davis is over here, the like Memorial Stadium, where you serve with saltines and crackers. We were poor. So
on
we
a
had
special occasion, you'd go to Carson's.
Right.
Special occasion for a crab cake for me would be my mom bringing home special meat and dumping in Old Bay and dumping in celery seed and mayonnaise and mustard and Worcestershire. We don't have a family recipe. We have places we go and say, well, they put a lot of Old Bay in that, or they fry it, or they broil it. I love them fried. Mm-hmm. You would never fry this crab cake. Anybody with these jumbo lumps.
There's a broil.
And probably the reason I love them fried is because I did grow up in Dundalk in the east side, and that's the way we did them.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
They're delicious in every single way. But what made this the recipe?
And where did you come about? Not only what makes it special, as Nestor said, but where did you come up with the recipe?
Well, I didn't. My chef did. Chef George, who's off today.
It's delicious.
Is a old Baltimore chef. He went to culinary school there, and he worked around a lot of the old Baltimore crab shacks. And in
this is a really
Ocean
Baltimore
City,
crab
Ocean,
cake, right?
Ocean City. So he, over his long career, he's now 66. He made crab cakes and learned the art. And for him, it's all about, no filler. As a matter of fact, he calls them all killer,
I was say,
no filler.
I could not find any filler
all
in
killer,
this crab
no,
cake.
No filler. All killer, no filler. And then the other thing is he's got the spices down and the taste. But he talks about, and he was filmed on the Travel Channel and the Food Channel, so you can go see him. But he talks about when you form them, the trick is you treat it like you've got a baby bird.
I think Nancy
how
Devine
you,
gives us that.
Absolutely. How would you handle a baby bird? So you got to
I've
really,
never heard that technique,
the
baby bird.
So you got to treat it, and so you can't, put any pressure on it. So when you see our people
you're
making
them. You're not pounding
them,
a cheeseburger here.
Oh, right? You're just taking them and you're gently,
Nestor, give us your Guy Fieri.
I would say this. For 30 days in, this is a straight down the middle. I taste the mustard. I get a little bit of the mayo. I definitely got the parsley in there. And I definitely have the hint of Old Bay. This has all that. The thing that I've learned on this, because I thought I loved fried, and I do love fried. When I get that fried, when I get the crispy piece down here, one of these pieces here, that tastes better to me than even the jumbo lump does, because that's right. my palate.
Your palate.
But I went to Ocean City. Blue was the first place that I think did it this way, and I've had a handful of them this way, where the broiler creates a caramelization fried on the bottom. And I think it may be the mayonnaise in it or the butter in it, whatever would caramel, or the oils in it, that would caramelize the bottom to make the bottom.
And you like that crunch.
I like that crunch on the bottom, and I like what you have here on the top, that nice broiled, little crunch on the top. But I like that crunch. And then the middle, when you make it big, the middle's always going to be chewy and delicious sweet and soft.
Well, it's crab. You want to taste that Maryland
I always crabby. Say business on the top, party on the bottom. You know what I mean? So that's a technique that I've seen a few places employ that makes me enjoy the cake more.
Exactly.
So yours is a little bit browned on the bottom, but recipe-wise, we were over in Tylerton, over on Smith Island with Mary Ada Marshall making cakes, right?
Yeah.
We went to Duke's Drum Point Market, and he deep fries his crab cake, pulls it out, and I start eating. I said, I've never tasted a crab cake. I pulled it apart. It was black pepper. And it was just a different...
It was his thing,
you know, but it had the mustard, the mayonnaise, all that. So I've tasted so many different crab cakes. And the thing I've learned is Maryland's a beautiful place. We're really great people.
And I must tell you, the last time that the Baltimore Sun did a survey and they named the best crab cake, they named us. And they called me and they said, we are naming you the best crab cake. And I said, you know, given the fact that I lived there for a long time, I said, you know, you don't need to be doing this. You're going to get burned down by all the wonderful Baltimore
crab cake places. All my places, right.
You've got so many good ones. You don't have to do this because we're just fine. We sell 80,000 a year.
I mean, that,
we don't need to sell anymore.
That's the first time you said that. 80,000.
We don't need to sell anymore.
I'm trying to do the math. How many is that a week?
I'm trying to get how many pounds of crab.
Come on.
This is 6 ounce. This is 6 ounce.
50,000 pounds.
This is a 6 ounce cake.
That's a 6 ounce.
2 6 ounce cakes.
12 ounces.
Right.
I got it right there.
Yeah, 12 ounces.
This is 3/4 of a pound.
A pound of crab. Right.
80,000.
And now, it was at $50. Now it's at $40, $42.
Talk a little bit about that from a proprietor standpoint. I mean, you're stocks and bonds. I mean, you've done well for yourself, but you can't do well for yourself buying crab at $60 a pound and selling them for $12.95, right?
That's not a math.
We're not doing well.
And you know, but you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. So crab cakes are a big deal here, and the customer base that we have is a customer base that cannot, you know, pay $60 for crab cakes. So, you know, we got to do the same. You can't vary from the crab cake. The crab cake is the crab cake. And the fact that Maryland crab went from 20 or 25 to 50, you can't say, oh, we're going to alter it. I mean, it is branded.
And you know, Dick, there's a pressure with it. I hadn't thought about this, but I've heard this from a lot of restaurateurs recently. You guys don't get to mess up. If you serve a crummy crab cake, I'm not coming back,
You're fried. You are fried.
I had a crab cake in St. Michael's that was just horrific.
And you wouldn't go back, right?
I'm not going to out them because I'm trying to be Baltimore positive.
Right.
But, like, it was terrible. I couldn't believe that they plated it.
Well, but you wouldn't go back there.
Not for a steak.
Right.
And it was a steak and seafood place. But
we branded ours. I mean, it's a branded. I mean, people know the Boatyard crab cake. So the fact that the price goes from $20 to $50 a pound, you're selling the same one, and then you're hitting up against a ceiling of what you can charge a customer base, it's family and people that work. And so, you know, the margins have gone like this. But that's okay. I mean, we'll get through it. But the main thing is keep the quality. And people know they're going to get the same one now as they did last year. And we ship them. We ship these overnight. nationwide.
Well, I just did the math. It's 1,500 crab cakes a week, right? Well,
that, I'm sure if you 50, did, the math,
did the math,
yeah.
1,500 crab cakes a week.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
I mean,
right.
That's yeah, remarkable.
That's right.
Dick, we'll talk broader, though, than just the crab cakes. I told Nestor off the air, I'm sort of struck by the feel of the place way your staff is interacting with customers.
Well, you had to go outdoor last year, right? Like everybody else, yeah. Right? You have this beautiful tent out here.
It's out there, right?
That didn't exist before.
No.
We have our friends at State Fair. Right. He's changed his business.
And I thank the governor. You probably didn't see it when he came in. I thanked him for the umbrella that they put up that then Annapolis could work under and give us the right to go outside.
Well, every restaurant
here, the state did it.
Well, it changed my life to move to Baltimore Positive. But a year and a half ago, every restaurateur I talked to, every business owner has made their pride in what their place looks like, how it feels, how it interacts, and all of that stopped. I mean, you put all this love into how the place was going to look and feel to
and
give it a
empty
vibe. Then the vibe's gone, and then it's just about food in the tent.
Right.
For longer than any of us wanted to ever think possible.
We had carry out only for a good period.
Amazing.
But, you know, the main thing is the kitchen staff, we kept every one of those people on every day, because you lose them, you can't get them back. So we just sucked it in, and we paid them even though we were doing carry out. We had the whole staff here just as if we were had every seat full. And thank goodness it was the right thing, because now it's the food fight to get a kitchen staff.
Well,
like everyone's trying to steal everyone.
Every restaurateur I know says that if you held your place together the last 18 months, people can come back in here and get the crab cake that they that you have confidence to serve, that they have confidence to order.
Well, it goes back to my question for you about the ambiance, the culture. Nestor and I met your manager, Kevin, who's been very, very helpful. I asked him how long he's been with you. 16 years. So you've created this sort of family feel here. Was that by design? You're a Wall Street guy.
Well,
you came down and you're going to start a restaurant. Did you say, I want to create a certain feel?
Well, obviously, if you look around the place, it's a Chesapeake Bay lifestyle, sailing, fishing, save the bay.
I love
happy
that.
Kids.
Right.
You know, we have a mantra, sailing, pint drinks, because we do serve our drinks. If you get a mixed drink, it's in a pint, not up like this. Pint drinks.
Got to come to the boatyard,
sailing
folks.
Sailing fast.
You serve crushes in those? You don't have crushes here, do you?
We do.
Just make it short.
Sailing fast, fishing with friends, happy kid. No.
I went fishing for
healthier,
the first time in my
healthier
adulthood.
Healthier bay, healthier. Happy kids.
I went fishing for the first time in my adulthood 3 days ago. I went fly fishing.
Yeah.
Up on a Savage
Which
River.
Which I do a lot of.
There's something about this state and water and boats fish and rockfish and
mountains and streams.
All I cared about was baseball and football and girls the first half of my life. Now I gotta get cultured here on the but the state's so beautiful. And one thing I saw driving in this part of the world, I had never been to Deal, right down just south here.
Right.
How many boats?
Oh, my God.
I mean, when I say, you know, when we talk about boat yard, I did not realize until I went to Solomon, so I went to Point Lookout, just how many boats there are.
Thousands, right?
No, it's remarkable. Congratulations
on
your business.
Thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks for hosting us.
Thank you. Thank you.
We will be back. I told Dick, I said a little bit, Nestor calls it serendipity, literally 2 or 3 days before the governor sets this up, Nestor sets this up. I had gotten a call from some friends in Southern Maryland, hadn't seen them in a while. We tend to meet in Annapolis when we meet. I come from Baltimore. They come from Southern Maryland. I said, hey, we want to go to what's become our favorite place, and it was the boatyard. And I said, never been there.
Well,
so,
thank you. Well, and I must say, beside the crab cake,
we're going to talk oysters, because oyster recovery is a part of what you do.
Great oysters, and all the shells go to the Oyster Recovery Partnership.
Love that.
And they tell us that we give them the most shells, so we obviously
our friend Marty Gary at Chesapeake Fisheries would like that.
Exactly. But we really are a seafood place, and we have rockfish, striped bass. Rockfish is a specialty here, but we always have 4 or 5 fresh seafood items, and the rockfish is always amazing. And so anyway, that's,
well,
that's,
I mean,
our deal.
Well, the pride is
that's
obvious.
Our deal.
The pride is obvious. And the pride of Baltimore right up on the wall.
But you asked me how we keep our people. It's all about getting quality people and treating them right. And that's what I learned from, you know, taking companies public, what makes a great one from an okay one. The great ones, get good people, treat them well, and it's all about a culture. And so...
So you got to write
the
book.
Thank goodness we've kind of been able to do some of that.
All right, so. The title of the book, From Microsoft to Starbucks to Annapolis.
Oracle.
Oracle.
AOL.
To crab cakes, it's $60 AOL. A pound.
I think he's done well. Get to the Boatyard.
Dick Franyo joining us here. The Boatyard Bar and Grill has been incredible to host us today, along with Governor Hogan, on behalf of all the Governor Hogan staff and everybody here at the Boatyard Annapolis. You met us out here on the curb.
Show that crab cake one more time.
Well, this is the good. This is my wife is from New Hampshire. She didn't like clam seafood. The only thing she would eat was a scallop, maybe a little piece of white sweet
fish.
Ours
are really good, by the way.
The last 6 months, she's come around on the crab thing, and now this past month, she has been eating half of my crab cakes when I don't want her to.
You'll be her hero.
And I know a good crab cake when I'm with my wife because I don't get half of it. She gets into it. So I'm going to take this home to her because
you'll be a hero.
We'll bust it up.
She's going to love this crab cake.
We'll bring her here. Call me first.
All right.
I will call you.
And come and see us.
Well, come on down. We're in Eastport. We're in Annapolis, just south of Annapolis, across the bridge. My wife gave a speech. It made me cry up here at the yacht club that burned down recently,
right?
My wife gave a speech after her first survival up there. So I remember parking the boat. And I remember, Don, she had note cards. She was working on
there
note cards.
You
know, like,
got to have the note cards.
Public speaker. There you go. So we're down here in Annapolis. We get some great memories, along with Brian Billick, taking me out on some boats. Come on down here, the Boatyard. Get two crab cakes and make sure.
Hey, Nestor, I think Jimmy Buffett and Kevin Bacon have been here.
Yeah, when was Buffett in here?
Oh, he always comes here when he's in town.
He shouts you out on stage.
He does give us a shout out from the stage.
When he's Jimmy singing Buffett. Changes in Latitude, Change in Attitude, he always says, we're partying down at the Boatyard in Annapolis.
He said, crab cakes at the Boatyard.
I saw Jimmy on this tour. I had my Cecil County crab cake on purpose the day that Jimmy Buffett played in Philly. So I just worked that in. I got a crab cake and went and saw Jimmy.
There we go.
Well, we do a wonderful event for the Annapolis Maritime Museum, which is coming up on the 11th, the day that Air Force, Navy play. Big game here. And we have three of Jimmy Buffett's band, and then all these other, you know, rock. At the museum.
What's tonight?
It's on Saturday night.
Nestor can't wait.
11th. And the music is phenomenal.
Nestor's a music guy. He's looking at his calendar.
I'm seeing Alanis Morissette tomorrow, the Eagles on Wednesday. We saw James Taylor together a couple weeks.
But now Jimmy doesn't come. But three of his band come. And
what's the date?
It's the 11th.
11th of September?
September, yeah. Navy
Air
Force
just
game.
Changed my flight
you should come
to
I'll
Las
get you
Vegas
a ticket.
To the 12th. I had a flight on
you
the
11th. You got to come. The music is phenomenal.
There you go. He's
phenomenal.
A music guy.
Jimmy has incredible artists in his band. That's why, you know, he's a smart guy, right? And they are phenomenal.
Don't get me started quoting Jimmy Buffett songs, because we'll be here all night, Dick. Dick Franyo, we're down here at the Boatyard. We're in Annapolis. Thanks, Don. It's good to be back with
good
you,
one, man.
I'm back to, this is the end. This is literally, when I go like this, it's the end of 30 days of, and now we...
September 15th, we're back. Actually, we're coming up with Johnny O at Costas, and then back on the schedule.
And we're going to be at the Chaucer, too, having their crab cake. More crab cakes ahead, more fun. We're down here in Annapolis. I'm Nestor. Stay with us on WNST.